Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy, and we have a really fun conversation slated for you today. It's about something I normally don't talk about, and that's land flipping and land investing. You know, you guys know that I'm a stock market guy. Things can go in and out really quickly with the stock market. Real estate just seems to plod along for me. But you know what? Real estate's an essential part of everybody's portfolio, and you should have some.
It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Today, our guest, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He works with Land Profit Generator. You're probably going to hear him mention that a couple of times. A boutique family-oriented organization specializing in land flipping. And he also owns Easy Land Investing, where he helps people from all walks of life begin their investment career. So whether it's retirement, whether it's investing, or just recreation, he positions himself as a mentor to help you in all those kinds of decisions so it can lead to a lifetime of transformation. And that's what we really want. Please welcome David Van. David, welcome to the program. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciated your experience and your background and your audience as well. I feel like this is a great fit.
Take us back a little bit about how you got started in this business. Everybody likes to hear your origin story and how you began and how you've been able to transform your life. And that, I think that's really important for all of our listeners.
Well, that's great. Just real quick, I did not have a background in real estate, but I knew I had to get one really fast because I was actually in construction and I hurt my foot. And if you don't go to work, you don't get paid, right? And so I really wanted to get into real estate because I heard that 90% of the first-time millionaires get their first $1 million from real estate. But I didn't have a network. I didn't have education. I didn't have support. And I certainly didn't have the capital to get going. So I started to self-educate and start branching out there. But then I really hit a wall really fast because I realized if you don't have money, you can't make money in real estate really fast. But that's where land flipping just kind of fell out of the trees because I got really discouraged when I found out that, you basically got to have $100,000 or all this network, or all this experience, and basically 2 years to just kind of just throw away and say, well, I hope I get a deal. But land flipping came my way and it's just easier, faster, and cheaper. It's an easier barrier of entry. And I just felt so much more comfortable starting with that without having any background. So that's actually what got me started. And that's what made me find land flipping in the first place was just out of necessity. I wanted to get into real estate, but I didn't know how, but I wanted something that was cheaper and easier that I could wrap my hands around and get started, get results early.
So David, how did you get into it? I mean, tell me maybe about your first deal. I don't know if it was a success or a failure, but sure we can learn from it, right?
My first deal is one of my, it's always funny asking people that question because it usually is a really good deal, right? But my first deal, I live in Dallas, Texas, and I got a piece of property. I think it was 10 acres right outside Reno, Nevada. And I got it for $2,000. I should have got it for $1,000. I sold it for $6,000. I should have sold it for $10,000, but I just really wanted to make sure I sold this thing. And in 3 days off of Craigslist, this guy sent me 3 emails to get my bank account number, went to the bank, took a screenshot of the deposit, and I sold my land without even talking on the phone.
Get out of here.
And that changed my life. And that's what really got me serious and say, wow, this works. And yeah, I can do this. Yeah.
All right. So hang on a second. Yeah. First of all, the first question I have is you found 10 acres outside of Reno, Nevada for, what'd you say, $2,000?
Two grand. Yep.
10 acres for $2,000. It must have been in the middle of the desert or something.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Thankfully, so what we learned here at the Land Profit Generator is how to find these things, number one. Okay. So there's actually, if you go into like a subdivision and you see like all these squares, like a tic-tac-toe, right? Sure. Well, there's those all over the country, but there's like a house parceled in here. Like maybe like there's like a house and then like 30 open lots, and there's like another house and then 30 open lots. Well, all of these open lots right here are available, but we don't know that unless you're using the right tools and technology. And so finally I did, and I found one. And but yeah, I mean, like the reason I said I could have got it for $1,000 because that's what I should have negotiated for. I should have posted it for $10,000 because that's what it was well worth. And, but yeah, even that 3Xing my money and my investment, it took me 3 days. on Craigslist.
That's incredible. That's incredible. So you are basically, it's like hitting a drive down the middle of the fairway, right? You're like hooked on golf as soon as you do that. You don't realize that the next nine drives are going to go into the woods, but that first one goes right down the fairway. You're like, I'm a great golfer.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Do you have, and then we'll get into the current market, but I'm fascinated by the fact, and I'm pretty sure the listeners are fascinated by the fact that you were able to flip something from two to, what did you say, 10?
Two to six.
Sorry, you tripled, you said. So yeah, so 2 to 6. Well, how about something where you didn't do so well and maybe what you learned from that?
It's really hard.
Killing it on every deal?
I would say killing it. So the way we structure deals is no money out of pocket. That's number one to really express, right? So we don't have the risk on the front end. So if I make a mistake, it's because I have forgot about that I had deals in my inventory. That has happened to me. Like I've gotten it under contract. This is a deal I'm going to do. And I kind of push it off to the side, but I forgot about it. But I didn't have any money in the deal. So I didn't really feel a lot of pressure to sell it. I have let deals expire, like the contracts expire, but I have not bought something and sold something for less than I bought it ever. Not with this model.
So are you considered basically a wholesaler then?
Well, you kind of position yourself that way on the front end, but I'm selling retail in the back end, and I'm using a specialized double close technique with the title agents and everything to sell to a retail buyer, take it all the way through title, put it on the market, and sell it for what I want. Yeah.
That sounds great. All right, cool. Well, that's good. I mean, I love to hear the fact that you took a chance, first of all, and that's every listener should learn that, you know, if you never take the chance, you never learn. And if you never take the chance, you never get the success. You know, you just start pointing at the rich guy and you go, oh, he's rich. Let's tax him a lot. But meantime, you never took the chance to really, really put yourself out there. And not only, maybe David wouldn't have succeeded on that first one. He got maybe a little bit lucky. Maybe luck is a combination of skill and preparation and opportunity, but he did it. So he took the chance, didn't know what he was doing probably very much, was probably scared and did it. If I'm saying anything, putting words in your mouth, you please let me know, David. But then he did it and he gets to get the spoils. And everybody, the opportunities are out there. If you align with somebody like David, I'm sure we're going to hear a little bit more about it. You align with somebody like David, you learn from people that have done it before. Stand on the shoulders of the giants that have come before you. You don't need to reinvent these systems, these platforms. People have them out there. So that's awesome. And it's a great way to start. Now let's start talking about this crazy world we live in now and how land is an important part of what you guys do and why.
Well, one thing that I think is just really exciting is in the world of real estate and in acquisitions and dispositions, you have buyers and you have sellers. Okay. So right now, if you look at it, and I mean, this could be a 4-hour conversation, but I'll speed it up really fast in 2 minutes, that you have so much selling pressure from the sellers right now, because they see the news, the interest rates, the economy, the marketplace, foreign policy, the this, the that. The sellers are more motivated now to sell than they ever have been, okay?
Really?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. And then you have the buyers. And the buyers, if you're looking at an asset, if you're looking at real estate as a whole, you have a few different components. You have the land, you have the improvement, and maybe you have the financing on the back end, right? So the financing is, they're really worried about that, right? The improvements is, they're really worried about that too. There's a lot of panic in the streets right now on those two facets right now. But the primordial essence of real estate is land. You need this to do everything else in land. But typically, if you get this for cheap, it makes everything else easier. So if this is a little bit more overpriced, if this is a little bit overpriced, you can still do your project that you want. And so you have retail buyers and you have professional buyers, okay? And both of those retail buyers and professional buyers have more buying pressure now in the marketplace than they ever have before, because they are hoping to acquire land now and build when the market goes down on the build pricing later in the future. At a lower cost as well. And then also another top secret tip is that typically builders are wanting to buy multiple properties in one location and build all there, okay? Because it's cheaper for cost and shipping and everything like that. But now builders are kind of opening up their ranges of acquisitions and saying, you know what? I just want a piece of property. I just want to keep my contractors busy. And so there's so much more buying pressure from the professional and retail buyers right now. And this creates an amazing marketplace for land. Wow.
All right. So just to summarize, you basically said that it's a buyer's market because there's a lot of selling pressure, which inherently we understand. The Fed's raising rates. It's making the cost of money higher. It's getting people to panic and go, oh, I got to get rid of my property. But at the same time, you said something that's interesting, that the builders are expecting deflation, right? Did I get that right? They're expecting costs of building not to go up, but to go down. Like I could tell you that the lumber went up an extraordinary amount in the last 9 months, but I do see it coming down now. So maybe that's the situation. Maybe they know this. You're in this market. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my last 8 properties have been to builders that I've sold personally.
Okay.
I've sold directly to professional builders. And it's an amazing opportunity. And I will say that there's one secret thing that I just really wanted to drop in there, that this is like the next level component to a business model is the seller finance passive income. Because if I'm selling you something where you're in this economy, you're saying, I have money, but I do not want to spend it right now because X, Y, and Z. Okay. But what if I give you an asset and I say, well, you know what? That's okay. But I want you to just buy it for 10% down and make payments over a 10-year period. That increases your buying options tremendously. And that's why we're able to increase our deal flow, because now we can sell it in different ways rather than just full price, top of the market, cash only. We're making it easier, faster, and cheaper for people to buy property.
So if sellers are interested in getting rid of their property and they're a little bit more flexible in their terms, they're willing to sell it for time, right? You know, picking up some passive income along the way as their property hopefully appreciates and hopefully the buyer performs, right? Because otherwise they're going to have to take it back in a foreclosure. Then you have the ability to help them move out of it. So how does this work, David? You teach people how to find property, negotiate property, own it, or maybe own a contract on it and then flip it. Is that about right? How does that work? Maybe give us a few steps on how that works.
Yeah. So the way it works is there's really two major, most important things to do with our business model. And that is, how do we qualify the locations and the properties themselves in the first place? Okay. Anybody can do marketing, but are you going to do marketing correctly? Okay. And then are you going to spend all of your money and only make some of it back? That's like really a scary decision you have to make, right? So that qualification logistics of this is a place that's performing in this zip code at this price range on these property types, that education is what we're showing people how to do. And then secondarily, on how to get those properties under contract for the prices we want. And typically we're getting properties for anywhere between 10 and 33% on the market dollar under cost.
Wow. I mean, they always say that money in real estate is made on the purchase.
Yeah.
So if you're getting that kind of a discount on some of these properties, then you're doing really well. And you show people how to do that, how to do the marketing, how to negotiate the deal and everything, right?
That's just such an amazing thing, because we get students from all over the world, number one. I do believe 15% of our students are from outside the country. But a lot of our students have never had a business before. They've never done marketing before. They've never done real estate before. So it's really important to have it step by step by step. Go here, click on this. Go here, click on that. Use this form. Use this right here. So, and the creator of our system's German, and he likes to joke that it's a German-made system. And I agree with him, right? Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't have the confidence getting started myself.
It's very precise.
Yes. Yeah. He said it better than me. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Confidence is really important in anything you do. And systematizing, I mean, I teach people in my program called the Cashflow Machine that there's a system to making money from the stock market. It's not just, you heard Cramer talk about it on TV. Let's go buy it. You know, you have a system for how to make money, when to buy, when to sell, and how to create income. So you teach a system, a very precise system, right? And then people can implement it. And how long does it take from the time that people maybe, you know, get involved with you to the time they can do their first deal. And then how many deals can you do after that?
The fastest I've seen somebody complete our training is 2 days. Okay.
Wow.
That was super obsessed right there. I don't recommend that. I think a better number is more like 2 weeks. Okay. And I would expect about, at least 2 weeks to get your first deal simply because of the way the marketing works and the mail system and everything like that. Most of our students, when they join our program, we actually set deadlines and dates and expectations of a deal flow early on. And it's right around 6 weeks that people are targeting their first deal. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. There are people that have taken my course, and my course is set up for 4 to 6 weeks, and they put me on double speed and they watch it in like a week. So it's funny that people are, they get obsessed, which is great because that means they're interested in learning. And what I always say is that, some people will spend 4 years getting a college degree in philosophy or political science or something like this, but they won't take 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks to learn something that's going to transform their financial life. And people really should, because people like you and me and your system have to come out there and we have to supplement the educational system that we have, because we don't teach people about money, how to make money in school, how to handle money, how to budget. It's the number one cause of divorce. Wonder why we have 60% divorces, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't even know how to handle our money. So fortunately, there's people out there like you that teach people how to do this. So I'm going to be back in a couple of seconds to ask you a couple of secrets that maybe our audience can take away, that you can provide some little nuggets. But that's going to be right after we thank our sponsor. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine Trading Program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2-4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a Mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2-4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. All right, so we're back. So were you able to come up with a couple of secrets that you can give our audience to maybe help them get started or even see if this is right for them, David?
Yeah, absolutely. And part of my role at the Land Profit Generator is to help get you started. And so we can talk about that privately, but to get started, we found to find success and momentum in your business early is massively important, especially when it comes to investing, right? So what we want to do early on is find a place. And now, number one, I want to explain too, that land flipping has minimal competition. Okay. So really? I personally estimate that there's about 7 million people that are competing against each other in the residential marketplace compared to about 3,500 people in land flipping. So first question, do you want to compete against 7 million people or do you want to compete against 3,500? Right. So that's number one. That's a big reason why our model works really well, even for the layman. Okay. Now, secondarily, what we want to do is we want to go after some place that has inventory. Okay. Now, if you have a place that has inventory, what I mean by inventory is a place that has like 2,000 open, available, vacant residential lots that are buildable. Okay. If you go after that place and nobody's working, there's only 3,500 in the whole country. My second deal, I got a really good deal. And on closing day, I asked him, I was like, why did you sell it to me? He goes, well, you're the only person that asked. And I was like, what do you mean? Says this property has been in my family's name for 120 years. I said, wow. Okay. I'm all in. So that was like, you know, my first two scores right there. So I was all in. So number one, it's inventory. Okay. So because there's inventory and there's less competition, you can grind your teeth, you can overbid, you can underbid, you have a little bit more negotiation time and everything like that. And the seller is not having somebody else beat them down the door on trying to match you and overprice you and market. You don't have to worry about that. So I would definitely say number one, inventory. Okay. Number two, the places that I think are the most amazing places in the whole country, I really almost think it should be mandatory, is Southwest of America and the Southeast of America. Primarily because if you're a land flipper like me, you actually study these things, right? So if you haven't, just leave it up to me to kind of help you, right? But there's places in this country that developers have gone in, bought 200 acres of land, parceled it out, put the sewer lines, the stop signs, the roads, the this, the da, 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 da. And, you know, maybe they just put a few houses in and they moved on, or they were focusing on Miami instead of Vero Beach Lakes, which is an hour and a half north of them or something.
Right.
So there's all this inventory, but people aren't paying enough attention to it. And in those areas right there is a lot more compared to the Northeast, because that's where people grew up and then the land's been handed down to them from generation to generation to generation. It's a lot harder to negotiate with somebody on a property that they already know the value. It's been in their family for 500 years and they haven't wanted to sell it until now. Well, they're probably going to want market rate. In the South, in the Southeast and the Southwest, these are like newer states, right? These are like newer states and they're newer parcels. And they don't have that emotional attachment to it. And that's the big, big, big reason why we're able to get land for cheap, because it's like, I always joke that, you know, my wife, she's taking over my closet right now. And, you know, when we first got married, I had 50-50, right? And then eventually she's creeping on my side and she's, now I only got about 20% left. And every year she asks me, do you really need this? Do you really want it? She's really trying to... And I just keep giving it up because if I'm not wearing those pants, if I'm not wearing that suit anymore and it doesn't fit me anymore, I will get rid of it. And that's exactly for land, right? They're not using it. It's vacant. They don't have anything on it. Eventually, they're either going to want to sell or they need to sell.
Interesting. And so how many deals can you do in, let's say, a year once you get really good at this?
A good friend of mine, he's doing about 600 a year.
How many?
600 lots.
600 deals a year.
Yep.
Wow. So yep. Do the math, everybody. Like if you can make, I don't know, it sounds like you made $4,000 on the first one. If you can make $4,000 on 600 deals, that's a pretty big number, right? And I'm sure there some are bigger and some are smaller, especially if you're talking about the Southeast, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I did want to also include that this is another reason why I love this is because it's for all the price ranges, right? There's the lower lots to get started. And just like myself, when I just wanted to see a profit, you know,
sure.
But there's also bigger lots that I'm doing right now that I have under contract for 600. I'm selling for 800. I have a $1.5 million deal that I have under contract for $1 million. There's also projects that one of our coaches have a project for $16 million. I mean, these are all the price ranges because as you can imagine, you know, people need land to develop. And depending on that location, that price will be a variable. But yeah, your profits will change with that as well. And that's the fun part. That's the fun part.
Yeah. And your no money down or very little money down lends itself to what happens if the music stops and we go into a recession and, you know, the market tanks and people can't, you know, you lose all your buyers. You know, what happens in those cases? The no money down kind of gives you that little bit of cushion. So I think this is fascinating. I, you know, like I always tell everybody that, you know, real estate is a portion of what you do in your financial life, right? I think it's a critical portion. And I don't love real estate, but I have some. I have probably more than I want, but I have some land, by the way. And, but I think it's an important part of what we do. And so I think what you've done here is kind of shown everybody a way that they can make some money in real estate and do it in a pretty fun, maybe safe way and do a lot of people favors, right? You do the sellers a favor, you do buyers a favor by, you know, exposing each side to what they're able to get. So how can everybody find out a bit more about you, David? Where can you send them?
LandProfitGenerator.com, obviously, is where you want to go to find us, who we are, how we've been doing this for 20 years. Why has this process been working, and how? Okay, that's where you're going to get the details of what the strategy is. And we also have a massive support group on Facebook that I highly encourage everybody to join, because everybody that joins, I'm reaching out to you personally and I'm introducing myself to you privately and I'm saying to you, how can I help you? Okay. I'm really trying really hard to answer questions, help get you started, really build some clarity and just be a support system. LandProfitGenerator.com and also the Land Profit Generator Real Estate Investing Group on Facebook.
I want to thank you also for showing people that it's the people that actually take a chance in life that are the ones that are the pioneers, right? Taking a chance on a new system that you hope would work, right? And it worked on your first couple of deals, but taking that chance really helps. And that's the message I like to get out here on the Wealth Architect Podcast. So I want to thank you for your time and thank you for your wisdom. And what I always tell people in my podcast is never give up your power in your wealth, your health, or your time. I'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.